Frank Mealy, the former editor of the Daily Interlake in Kalispell, and now in Kalispell, hosting his Heartland Diary USA blog. Frank, always a pleasure. Thanks for being back with us this morning.
Hey, Aaron. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. Have you been following this January 6th inquisition very closely? I got to be honest, I haven't been watching every hearing, every proceeding, but certainly seems like the more they think they uncover, the worse it makes them look and the better it makes Trump look.
Yeah, well, like the original Inquisition in the late Middle Ages, the large bulk of the proceedings is behind closed doors. They don't want you to see what they're doing. You know, it's supposed to magically, you know, result in Trump being damned to hell or something. But the parts of it that we have seen are, you know, absurd on the face of it. And, you know, basically, the piece I wrote today is part of a large picture. And what we're seeing is, you know, I think the pattern with the committee is they tell us things that we already knew and try to convince us that they don't mean what we thought they meant. So, for instance, this whole thing with Mark Meadows' text messages, you know, they've spent an inordinate amount of time on media trying to convince us that because Mark Meadows was getting text messages from Fox News hosts and other people saying, you know, what's happening on January 6th, this riot is really bad and it looks bad and, you know, somebody ought to do something to stop it. Therefore, President Trump is responsible for what happened in the Capitol. I mean, there's no logical connection. It's what I call dogma. You know, it's Democratic dogma that we're being sold, and we're supposed to just sit back, hear it and absorb it and take it. And for the most part, a lot of people do, because the quote unquote fake news media feeds it to the public as if it's true. And this has been going on, you know, it predates the January 6th event. It's really been going on for, 6 years now, that Trump is the target and the Democrats and the establishment uniparty will do whatever they can to bring him down because he threatens everything they represent.
Yeah, you mentioned the text messages from Fox News hosts to Mark Meadows and you know, Trump's top staff. And yeah, the mainstream media and the fake news media tried to spin that to say, oh, look at these Fox News hosts. They were saying this to Donald Trump in private. They were also saying in public, I remember I was on the air when after all this January 6th nonsense too. And much like every other riot that we've seen take place in America that we've spoken out against, we also spoke out against that one. But we also know fact is we know, but where I was on the other side of the aisle on the left and MSNBC and CNN, you know, they basically borderline cheerleaded these BLM riots that took place all across the country, or they minimized it, you know, and yet now they want to make a big deal out of this one, yet ignore hundreds of others.
Well, absolutely. And the way that they bring things up and say, okay, the Fox host said something different when they were on the air. They say it, but then when they show the clips of the Fox News hosts that day or that night, there is no difference. They condemned what was happening. They also said, we want to get to the bottom of what happened. And they actually were looking at, gee, how could this have happened? How did the violence happen? How did the Capitol Police fail to protect the Capitol? How did they actually invite people in? And who was there in black block among the protesters dressed, you know, in basically riot garb? That's not the way MAGA people dress. That's not the way Trump supporters dress. It's the way Antifa dresses. So it naturally led to speculation right from the start that this was a setup, that there were people, you know, going out to destroy what was supposed to be an event in the Capitol, the reading of the votes from the Electoral College, there was a process in place where senators and representatives were going to actually present their evidence to the Congress that the vote was fraudulent. And instead, that all went away.
Yeah, all came to a halt.
For the last year is the riot, the insurrection, the coup, you know. And obviously, if there's a coup, it's not because a president is using the law to defend himself in both court and in Congress to say, I think this election was stolen from me. That's not a coup. A coup would be if you stole the election. And maybe they're just covering it up because somebody knows something we don't know.
What about Liz Cheney and her role in this whole inquisition? I mean, to me, I just think it's so sad when you get egos involved. And, you know, I get it. Donald Trump criticized the Iraq war. Joe Biden voted for it. And so I get it. You know, Dick Cheney was kind of considered the architect of the Iraq war. And so she doesn't like Donald Trump. But to me, she is just becoming a pawn of these Never Trumper Lincoln Project. They're funneling a bunch of money her way now. I just think it's a clash of egos at this point.
I mean, you know, Liz Cheney is our Hillary Clinton at this point. I mean, we got to wear her around our neck and do penance. She, you know, the whole premise of the idea of Congress being, you know, set up so that the two parties have equal role, you know, in terms of fact finding and getting to the truth of things, has been completely turned on its head by Pelosi, by her refusal to actually put the Republicans on the committee that were appointed by the minority leader. And so the whole thing is a sham. It's not following the rules of, you know, the House in terms of the way it's set up. And I believe it was Meadows. It may have been one of the other people in the brought before the Inquisition that is suing, saying that the entire process is illegal because there isn't any true Republican input. Therefore, there is no ranking member of the committee. Therefore, there's nobody to actually ask questions in a probing, direct way to challenge the narrative that the Democrats are putting forth. And that's bottom line, you know, that's the way they operate. It's got to be, one point of view that gets all the attention. And again, my column that I just wrote, the focus of it turned out to be, it could have gone any number of ways, but the focus turned out to be this Washington Post fact checker, Glenn Kessler, who did the who looked at these statements that Sean Hannity and Mark Meadows made, saying that President Trump had requested or wanted 10,000 National Guard troops to be at the Capitol to protect the Capitol. And remarkably, Kessler's headline is, no, Trump did not order 10,000 troops to secure the Capitol on January 6th. Well, neither Hannity nor Meadows said that he ordered anybody to do anything. They said that he requested it. And so the fact check says this is all debunked and it's all fake. And, you know, how dare they bring this up again? Well, when you actually look at his evidence, he's got two quotes in the story from official reports that very clearly show President Trump directed his Secretary of Defense, acting Secretary of Defense, to get people there. He told him, we need 10,000 people, and you're going to need at least that many to do it. And the Secretary of Defense says, we've got a plan. We're taking care of it.
Yeah.
And so the president has said, this is what I want. The Secretary of Defense says, I've got a plan. I'm taking care of it. And now we're supposed to believe that President Trump didn't want the National Guard there. And everybody's like, well, why didn't he order it to go?
Well yeah, obviously, very early on, we knew that the D.C. mayor, we knew this in the day after this this whole, you know, a capital nonsense took place. We knew that the D.C. mayor rejected National Guard assistance because, remember, they were all saying, oh, Donald Trump is threatening federal control. We knew that the D.C. mayor rejected National Guard security support at the Capitol, right? And exactly. And yet now now this absurd fact check by the Washington Post is claiming, well, Donald Trump just requested National Guard president. He didn't order it. Let me tell you what, if a commanding officer calls you and requests you to do something, for Pete's sake, you know, if the general calls and says, hey, could you bring me a cup of coffee? I'm requesting a cup of coffee. Do you sit in your chair and say, well, the general just requested a cup of coffee. He didn't order me to get him a cup of coffee. So I forget that guy. I'm not going to bring him the cup of coffee. You know exactly what it means. Bring the guy a cup of coffee. Bring him National Guard troops. You know, this is so absurd.
Exactly. And this is the state of our official Washington. They have it both ways. When Trump went to the church during the BLM riots that had been burned and brought Milley and other people to, you know, look at it and say, we're not going to be intimidated by this, he was accused of, you know, using the military and using the threat of force against these poor innocent BLM rioters. And so naturally, when it comes to using the actual National Guard, he's not going to want to do that because he knows they're going to say, I'm trying to have a coup. I mean, it's as plain as, you know, as anything. They don't care. It's all a sham.
It's political theater. It's been political theater since day one. Frank Mealy, always a pleasure to talk with you. And yeah, I encourage folks to check out your column at Real Clear Politics, or always make sure you bookmark Heartland Diary USA and sign up for his newsletter as well. Frank, thanks for your time.
Thanks. Have a good one there.